Grab your Bibles and go to Genesis. And I'll be a few places. I'll probably come back, or I'm not sure how I'm going to continue with the unity in the body. But at some point, I will go back to that. But right now, we're going to deviate. I got a few things that's just in my heart that I believe will help us, amen, and strengthen us for where we're going. And it's important that we take these breaks and then just go right back to what you're doing, amen. So in Genesis, actually go to chapter 1, I'm sorry. I will go there too, but right now we'll go there. Genesis 1:14. And it says, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the night from the day, and let them be signs, say signs, and for seasons, say seasons, and for days and years, signs in the heavens. We basically just let astrology people just take over. All kind of meanings. We just let them devils take over. And we be missing seasons that God has appointed because we don't understand it. You shouldn't be dealing with horoscopes. That's why a lot of Christians' lives be all jacked up, because they deal with horoscopes and the wrong people teaching astrology. Because the church don't know how to do it. And their lives be messed up. Because you opening up the newspaper or some book, and a witch is directing you. A wizard is directing you. But there are seasons set aside by God for his people to bless them. And he says, and let them be for lights in the firmaments of heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Father, think through my mind, speak through my mouth, that your people be edified, you be glorified. After hearing the word of truth, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Father, I decrease that you may increase. I ask for utterance. I ask for the anointing. I ask for you to do what only you can do. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Before you take your seat, just turn around and shake somebody's hand, two or three people's hand, and love up on them. Let them know they're around friendly people. I want to talk to you today about Moadim moments, M-O-A-D-I-M moments. With this thought, God finishing unfinished business. When God finishes unfinished business, Moadim. Moments, slithers in time. Where God just comes through. Seasons. That's what that word Moadim comes from is seasons. Seasons are changing. And for whatever reason, we just look for weather to change. These are moments in time where God does something. They are appointed places and times when God meets you. Celebratory times when God meets you. And I think we're in one of those moments. These are moments that you can't stand to miss. Every year has them. Every year has them. But people just think it's, they get ready for Christmas rather than more dim moments. See, Christmas you paying. These moments, God is just blessing. And how many know when God bless you, it don't really cost you your money? Tithing ain't about you buying a blessing from God. It's about you just being obedient. But that ain't really how you get God to do miraculous things in your life solely. It rebukes the devourer off of what you earn him. But Christmas you paying, or you charging and you paying later. But how many know there are moments in time where God just wants to bless you? It's fixed times in a year. Every year has them to where God just plans to meet you. Tell somebody God is planning to meet you. Come on, say you in a moment of time where God gonna meet you. Boy, there's an anointing in this place right now. Tell somebody else, say you in a fixed moment where God gonna meet you. And it's right now. I say it's right now. And you got to be ready for it. If you're not ready for it, you'll be preparing for something else in a moment where God is trying to just bless you, where he's just trying to turn it around, or he's just trying to come through in some way. And he has an invested interest in certain things making it to you. If certain things don't happen in your life, you'll quit. If certain things don't happen in your life, people backslide. If certain things don't happen in your life, people give up on God. They die sick as a dog, and the doctor tell them ain't no hope. And they stand in a more dim moment where God would just heal them because he need them to be healed. Some of you sick in your body, God needs you to be healed. If you don't get in this moment, you could die way before your time. But God wants you to live and not die. Say, I'm going to live and not die. God wants you to live and not die because he spoke things over your life that it is important that they come to pass. You connected to people. You connected to seasons. You connected to increase in people's lives. Deliver. Some people are going to be delivered by things that come out of your mouth. Some people are going to be healed by the touch that comes forward out of your hand. Children are going to be birthed. It's going to be deliverers in this next season. And God needs your womb to be fertile and not barren. Say, we in a specific moment where God just going to do it. In Genesis 18:14, he had Abraham and Sarah in a moment where he was trying to bless them. And Sarah laughed when the angel told him that God was going to give her a child. And this is what it says. He began to question her. He said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Ask your neighbor, is anything too hard for the Lord? Answer him. Say, no. No, it's not. No, it's not. He says, at the appointed time, I'm going to return unto thee. It's a season. It's a fixed period of time. It's a place. And this is why you don't chase money. A lot of time people leave a place where God has been assigned to meet them, and they'll chase after more money. And how many know that money is very fleeting and deceptive? I'd rather have $30,000 and be in God's will than $300,000 and be out of his will, because some things ain't even worth being out the will of God for. And people will chase money and get right out the will of God, and God would, what they trying to pay for, God would have just gave it to them. What they trying to do, God would have just did it for them. What they trying to be freed for, God would have just freed them. Say, stay where you supposed to be at. And they said, and he said, it's an appointed time. I'm going to return according to the time of life. And Sarah, she going to have a son. He's prophesying. And Sarah denied and said, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but you did laugh. And so in the midst of God trying to fulfill a promise unto them to bring Abraham and Sarah a son, give them a son in the old age when you about to expire. Isn't it funny how sometimes God will wait until you about to expire, or when you are dead to yourself, before he'll do anything in your life? Sometimes God won't bless people because you still too active. You still move too much. You talk too much. You don't know how to just be still and know that he is God. You are always in somebody's business and got their nose in your business. And God is saying, no, you just need to be still. You just need to listen up and buckle up. I'm trying to bless you. Say, be still and know he is God. And this moment where it was laughable unto Sarah, that Sarah said, you know what, is God going to bless me in my old age? It was an impossible moment for her and Abraham, but say it was a dim moment for God. God had already assigned before the foundations of the earth when he was going to meet them, when he was going to touch her womb, because he's working on something bigger than what they could see. And that's what God is saying to some of us today. He's working on something bigger than what you can see, but our perception, our misperception, we think God is going to do it one way and God will be trying to do it another way. We think God is going to do it over here and God is going to do it over there. We think that we are too old or too young or too dumb or too black or too uneducated, and you be standing in a moment where God is saying, I've been trying to bless you anyway. I'm trying to prove to humanity that the wisdom of man is foolishness before me. So why are you trying to figure it out? God has already worked it out, and all he needs you to do is embrace what he's trying to do for you. Say, God done worked it out. He done worked it all out. And we'll mess it up by trying to get in, and she laughs within herself, but she's in a fixed time. It's really hard to mess up a fixed moment, though, because God is involved. And he said to tell somebody today, you in a more dim moment. You in an appointed in a fixed time where God going to do something impossible for you. And he wants you to know there's nothing too hard for him. I don't care what you looking at. I don't care what you staring at. I don't care what people been laughing at. Say, I'm in a fixed moment and God going to do it for me. When you're in this moment, if you're born again, you can assure God is working for you. When you God's child, he working for you. Children don't have to get up and do nothing spectacular for their parents to care for them. Not if they decent. They're a child. They don't even stress. Even when you tell them you ain't going to do it. Them, that's my kids, right? They know you're going to do it because you're a good mama. You may not do it at that moment, but they know you're not going to deny them long term. For some of you, God has allowed things to be denied for a moment, but you're in an appointed time now. It's the moment where God, I'm going to explain to you why God does it this way. I'm going to explain to you. Go to Philippians 1. Paul is talking to them and he says, being confident of this very thing. I love this. That he who has begun a good work in you will perform it. Say, God going to do it. until the day of Jesus Christ. He will do it. Be confident that God is going to do it. Don't lose your faith in God in this hour. You're in a critical moment. You're in a makeup period. You're in a place where God is just going to come through for you. He said to tell somebody this moment, you can have confidence in that situation no matter what it is, what you're going through today. He says that you're gonna come through all right if you just persevere. Say, push through it. He says no matter what the difficulty, no matter what the pressure is, because some of you are under some pressure right now. You got to have some stuff happen like this. Because you know this certain thing's going to trigger some other things, the negative things in your life. And God said, you need this moment. Say, tell somebody, you need this moment. You need this moment. I'm telling you, you need this moment. If you don't get this moment to trigger in your life and you don't allow God to do it, you'll find yourself in a predicament that you don't want to be standing in. And God don't want you embarrassed. God don't want you ashamed. God don't want you with your head hung down. God wants you to be blessed. Lift up your head unto the hills. God is about to help you. Lift up your eyes unto the hills. God is about to come through for you. He says, no matter what you've been up against, no matter the pressure, no matter the difficulty, all the opposition, all the stalled things in your life. You know what I mean when I say stalled things, stuff that you started out and it was going good and then everything just come to a screeching halt. It's like the marriage was going fine and then all of a sudden it's like y'all separated. You in the same house, but you separated. Your money was flowing just fine and all of a sudden it's like stuff began to dry up around you. It's like the brook went dry. No, the brook is not dry. The devil has put something to block God's flow in your life, but God gonna remove boulders and barriers, opposition and difficulty, stress and strain, unnecessary pressure. God say, this is a more dim moment. This is a more. God just want to bless you. You need to be blessed right now. Anybody just need to be blessed right now? You ain't no problem child for God. You don't really beg God for nothing, but you in a moment where I just need to see God move. I just need to feel his presence. I need to see his hand. I need to see God working. I need to know that God has already done some things for me. Say, I need this moment. He says he's about to take care of it. Things that you started, things that you ain't been able to finish, God is about to take care of your business for you. He said, don't lose the pieces. Don't lose the fragments that you've collected along the way. I can put all that back together. He's the only man, he's the only person that can take fragmented pieces, put them back on the potter's wheel, and then make them exactly what he wanted to be before all the difficulty, before all of the destruction, before all of the pain. God can take whatever the devil done broke, your marriage, your mind, your health, your money, your ministry. God can take all that stuff and put it back together again. He'll put it back on the potter's wheel. He'll put fresh oil on it, fresh anointing on it. He'll put the Spirit of God on it, and it'll look like it was never broken. Say, keep your fragmented pieces. Don't give up what's been broken. God is about to finish it. Tell somebody, God is about to finish. He's about to finish your unfinished business, incomplete stuff, dreams that you started working on. Somehow they got stuck. God is about to finish it. Things in your life, things in your marriage, things that you have been dealing with. God said, God is going to finish it for me. Yeah. He says, some of you have been crying, asking him to perform certain things. And God said, I'm about to step in. I'm about to help you out. He about to step in. Say, God is about to step in and help me out. God is not only about to help you out, but God is, say, God is going to finish it. Ooh-wee. Say, God is not going to help me out. God going to finish it. Now, he got an invested interest in this. He spoke certain things. He's uttered certain things to you. You know you heard from God. You know the word was right from you. The vision that you saw, he told you, don't even tell nobody. You know you saw what God was saying to you. And God said, God is going to not only help me out, say, God going to finish it. And he said, that's why you got to have confidence like David. When David penned 138 in verse number 8, David says, the Lord will perfect those things concerning me. Say it out loud. Say, the Lord going to perfect those things concerning me. Say, the Lord is going to perfect those things concerning me. And that word perfect is he's going to complete it. That he is going to help you bring it to an end. That he is going to help you get ahead of some of the difficulty. God said, He started the work. He's going to finish the work. Say, God started it. God is going to finish it. You weren't working on your own volition. You didn't just wake up one morning with a good idea. No, God told you to do this. Say, God started it. And God is going to finish it. The Lord told you to move. The Lord told you to build. The Lord told you to marry them. Say, the Lord is going to finish it. The Lord told you to resign from that job. The Lord told you to leave. And the Lord is going to take those things concerning you. Somebody ought to give the Lord a praise. And he is going to perfect them. Everything concerning you, he is going to perfect it. He's going to make it work together for your good. He's going to take it. He's going to make it work together. It don't matter what it look like right now. It don't matter what you up against. Say, the Lord is going to perfect that concerning me. The Lord said to tell somebody, stop crying right now. He said, I'm going to finish it. The Lord said, stop crying right now. I'm going to finish it. The Lord say, stop crying right now. Stop worrying right now. Stop fretting right now. The Lord is going to finish it. You in a more dear moment. You in a moment of time. Well, the Lord is going to finish it. The Lord is going to get you out of stuck situations. Say, finish it. Stuff you need to happen so you can move forward. Say, the Lord going to finish it. Stuff you need in your ministry to move forward. The Lord is going to finish it. The Lord, you're going to be, say, tell somebody, grab them by the hand and just kind of tug on them. Say, the Lord is unsticking you right now. This pull right here is just enough to move you beyond where you're at right now. And once you get free, you're going to be able to launch out. Say, I'm in a more dear moment. The Lord is finishing what you couldn't finish. The Lord is going to finish what you couldn't finish. Say, the Lord is working it out. The Lord is. And that's why Paul could say in Romans 5. Paul said this in Romans 5 and 3. He says, and I'm not going to be up here long. And he says, and not only so, he said, but we glory in tribulation. Not for the tribulation. We glory in it. Not for it. You glory in the tribulation. Why? He says, knowing tribulation works patience. Now, this is important when you're in these moments because the devil can make you anxious and then you'll get ahead of God. And sometimes, even in the midst of your storm, you have to just buckle down on it and be patient because the Lord is still going to meet me. I'm in a moment where tribulation, see, sometimes the devil will use trouble to run you out of a place. And you think you're running from it, but you ran from a place where God was in that place and he was trying to get you to leave that place. And that's why he does so much in ministry to try to frustrate people and get people agitated and get them bothered because they in a blessed place and he wants them to run from the blessed place. So he'll attack what God is blessing because he know he can't overpower you. He must run you from the blessed place. Tell somebody, say, don't let the devil run you from your blessed place. I don't care come hell or high water. That's where God positioned you. That's where you stay. That's what God gave you. That's where you stay. That's what God told you. He's hastening over his word. And if you'll outlast the devil, you'll see God was in that place the whole time. You'll see the angels of the Lord ascending and ascending in that place where you was crying and trying to leave. No, God was the blessing. Say, I'm in a blessed place. And that's why he said to tell somebody that pressure that you are under, he says it didn't come from me. He says, but because you've been crying out, I'm going to finish the work that I started right there. He said, don't let go of your expectations. Don't let go of your timeline. Don't let people's opinions. Don't let the pressure the devil putting on you say God is going to finish it in his time. Don't let nobody move you. You just praise God because you know you're coming up. You praise God because you know you're going to see a finished product. You praise God because you know he's going to complete the healing. You praise God because your mind is going to be renewed again. Your joy is going to start bubbling again. Your hope is going to start leaping in you again. Your faith is going to start taking you into places that you was blocked out of. Say, the Lord is helping me. I'm in a more dim moment. And that's why he says, you're not too old. Tell somebody, say, you're not too old for this. People will tell you that you don't have enough money. You ain't saved enough money. That you don't have enough people in your churches to do what God told you to do. That you need to be married by this time or that time. And God never gave you that timeline. They'll tell you that you need to buy a house right now. If you don't buy a house right now, you ain't gonna never get no house. Say, what the Lord has for me, it is for me. And just like he's blessing me in this season, he'll bless me in the next season. If I can live past this year, next year is still gonna be great. I ain't in no rush. I ain't under no pressure. Say, I'm under no pressure. Tell somebody, you are under no pressure. The Lord is still going to do what he promised you. Say, you under no pressure. The Lord is still going to fix that marriage. Say, you under no pressure. Your business is still going to thrive. You under no pressure. You're still going to preach the gospel. You under no pressure. You're still going to prophesy. You under no pressure. You're still going to cast out devils. When the season is right, you'll see God do what he's going to do. When the season is right, you'll see God perform. And tell somebody, that season is right now. Tell them, say, you in that season right now. You in a season of recovery right now. You in a season of deliverance right now. You in a season of peace right now. Say, your season is right now. You in a season where God is trying to bless you right now. Don't worry about tomorrow. Shout right now. Don't worry about next year. Praise him right now. Don't worry about what you're going through. Thank God. Thank God right now. Say, God is going to do it. He's perfecting that season, that situation. He's perfecting it from you. That's why the prophet said in Isaiah 60 and 22, this is what Isaiah said. He says, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. When the time is right, I'm going to, I told you he's not only going to help you, he's the finisher. He's going to complete those things concerning you. That's why the devil been trying to break some of you. That's why he been trying to take your little mind, trying to get you to give up. What you going to go back to? You don't have nothing that you came from. You didn't come from no lavish background. You come from brokenness like everybody else. What you going to run back to? What you going to do once you get back there? You in a blessed moment. Say, I'm in a more dear moment. You in a place, and that's why he wants you to have opposition from me. Because how can you get there without a preaching? How can he preach unless he be sent? And how can he be sent unless God give him the message to preach? He wants you to abort the word that God is giving you to go back to a place where you ain't got no word. Say, I'm in a more dear moment right now. God is blessing me. So he says, when the time is right, the Lord gonna make it happen. That's your word right there. The Lord is making it happen for you. I say the Lord is making it happen to you. If you believed it, you'd be happier than that. I'm not trying to shout you, but it's something about when people believe what you're saying, they countenance change. The Lord is making it happen for you. You done failed miserably most of your life, and that's okay. It's because you was working on faulty information. But this season, the Lord is going to make it happen for you. It was failing because you wouldn't listen to nobody, but now your ears are opening, your eyes are alert. Say, the Lord is going to make it happen for me. He said, and nothing in the earth going to be able to stop it. Say, the Lord is going to make it happen three times. Yes, some odds are against you, but the Lord is still going to make it happen. Yeah, demons still going to attack you, but the Lord is still going to make it happen. People are going to try to persuade you that the Lord ain't in it, but the Lord's still going to make it happen while they watching it. And sometimes the Lord has to prepare a table in the presence of your enemy. And when he are blessing you and you are eating and feasting off the word that he'll give you, he'll make your enemies watch you enjoy the blessing. He'll put you in a place where the very people who told you God can't do it and God is never going to do it and it's never going to happen, he'll make the Lord watch you get blessed in their eyesight so they can't do nothing. Say, I got a word from the Lord. Say, I got a word from the Lord. My season is right now. Say, I got a word from the Lord. My season is right now. Prophesy to somebody. Say, I got a word from the Lord. Your season is right now. Your deliverance is right now. Your time is right now. Your breakthrough is right now. Your healing is right now. Your increase is right now. Say, I got a word from the Lord. My time is right now. My time is to be happy is right now. My time to get my joy back is right now. I got a word from the Lord. Today is my season. Today is my time. See, I got a word from the Lord, and the Lord is going to finish it. He said, the time is right. Sit down. Sit down. He said, the time is right, and that he's going to finish it. Don't let the pressure get to you. Say, the pressure is lifting. The financial pressure is lifting. Marital pressures are lifting. Say, God is doing it for me right now. Say, depression is lifting off me right now. Because you got to announce your own deliverance sometime. You got to let the devil know I'm in agreement with this. Say, my depression, that depression is lifting right now. Financial hardship is lifting right now. He said that job situation, those problems, say they lifting right now. Shout this, my time is right now. He perfecting things concerning you. He perfecting them. Meaning that God can take a bad situation, and when he blessed it, it ain't bad no more. A couple of you got it. He'll take the same situation and bless it, and then it ain't bad no more. He can take the same man, the same woman, and bless them, and now they ain't no problem. They ain't no problem no more. You ain't fighting no more. He can touch your mind one day in your thought. He'll put you back in your right mind. That's what happened with the man at Gennesaret. He was out of his mind. He was unclothed. He was naked. He was breaking chains. He was fighting people. He was out of his mind. He was spitting. His hair was matted. And then he came in contact with Jesus. And the next time everybody seen him, he was clothed. He was in his right mind. He was holding decent conversation. He went back to his family. Say, God, about to renew your mind. Prophesy to him. Say, God, about to renew your mind. You hadn't been able to receive from the Lord because you weren't in your right mind, but now you're in your right mind. Say, the Lord is renewing your mind. Peter, he says, 1 Peter 5 and 7. He says, you cast all your cares upon him. Why? Because he care. You cast all your cares upon because he cares. See, a lot of times we cast our problems on people. Listen, it ain't all the time that they don't care, they can't help. They ain't in no condition to help you. You ever been squeezing on somebody and trying to get a word from them, and you can look at them and see they need a word themselves? That's why he said, cast your cares on me. I'm the one that care for you. And it don't mean that they don't care for you. He care for you more. So I just want to declare this over your life, because I believe the Lord is finishing, so he's going to finish some stuff for you, that the hard times are behind you. I decree that pressure, unnecessary pressure, is behind you. Come on, you can praise him right there. That financial difficulty is behind you. That depression is behind you. That weariness is behind you. that God is getting ready to bless you. He's getting ready to deal with situations that you couldn't deal with. Anybody been dealing with something that you've been trying, but it's still lingering around? No, God going to deal with it, that you don't have to deal with it no more. And I decree that the enemies that you've been seeing, that you won't see them no more. The same thing that's been revisiting you year after year after year after year after year after year after year. You get out of it and it come right back, that you're not going to have to deal with it no more. God is getting ready to deliver your enemies. He's getting ready to drown them. He's getting ready to cover them. He's getting ready to bury them, that you're not going to have to deal with this no more going forward. You will have a new adversary, but it won't be this one. This one is gone and this one is dead. This one is covered. This one is devoured. Say, I'm in a Moadim moment where the Lord gonna finish my business. Where the Lord gonna finish what I started. Where the Lord gonna complete those things concerning me and turn it all around and then give it back to me. Say, the Lord is my finisher. The Lord done worked it out. Jeremiah 1:12 says this. He says, then said the Lord to me, that you done seen well, for I am alert and active. I love this version. Watching over my word to perform it. So within any given season, there is a point in time, watch this, where no matter what has happened, God takes over that situation. Did you hear what I just said? He's watching over his word, but he's alert, and then he has to get active sometime. He has to bring it to pass because he's been watching over that word to perform it. So there are times when no matter what's happened, God just takes over the situation. Why? He's ensuring that what he has ordained comes to pass. What he's ordained comes to pass. He got an invested interest in you. That's why you ain't dead now. That's why you couldn't kill yourself. He had an invested interest in you. It ain't so much that you just stopped yourself. No, God, when you was in that moment, God sent a ministering spirit to whisper in your ear, don't do that. You couldn't kill yourself. When the devil tried to do it, he couldn't do it. Why? Because God got an invested interest in you. When your parents wanted to get rid of you, they couldn't do it because God had an invested, I'm preaching to somebody up in this place, God had an invested interest in you. That's why none of that stuff ever happened. And now you arrived at this point in your life, and God says, I've been watching over your word. I've been alert. I know you thought I was sleeping because you didn't see me moving, but I was alert. I was trying to see if you was going to break out of it on your own with my help by my spirit. You couldn't do it. But now I'm in an active moment. You in a moadim where God is going to say, God is going to help me out. God is about to come in, and he's going to take over. The King James Version says this, for I'll hasten my word to perform it. Hasten means is there are times when God just rush in. Preach Holy Ghost. It's times where he just busts in, he barges in, and he speeds up, he accelerates things. Do you know you can fall behind in life? Ask a person who's been on drugs and then they get off of them and they look at wasted time. Ask somebody who's been incarcerated. That's not God's will. They get out, they've wasted time. And then somebody preach a message like this and God will rush in and he accelerates them past lost time into a moment where he had already designed to bless. Tell your neighbor, he's talking to you right now. I don't care what you did. I don't care how much wasted time. I don't care if you've been incarcerated. I don't care if you was in the streets. I don't care if you was a drunk, a pimp, prostitute, or whatever you was. I don't care how much time you done wasted. God is about to accelerate so that you can get in your perfect place in him. So I'm in a more dim moment. Can you take about 5 minutes? So he says, I'm going to rush in. I'm going to speed up. I'm going to accelerate. In essence, he stands over and he watches his word that he gave you to make sure that it comes to pass. What am I saying to you? It's time for you to lift up your head. It's time for you to stop looking defeated and acting defeated. God is going to finish it for you. It's time for you to believe the report of the Lord. You come to church, but you don't believe. You haven't been believing the word of the Lord. So God been speaking, but you hadn't been believing, and therefore you was blocked out. But God has said, this word going to change your life. This word is going to put you back on course. This word is about to accelerate you back into a place where my destiny has been waiting on you. Say, God is going to finish it. And I believe it. Somebody give the Lord a hand praise right there. Come on, give him a good hand praise right there. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. So, sometimes God wants you, he needs you in your future. But when you in your future and it hasn't happened, it sends something to God and he gets involved. That's where some of you are at right now. I got about two scriptures and then I got to get out of here. All right, can you handle that? How about one? My time is about up. Hebrews 12. Say, God is finishing unfinished business. You're supposed to be blessed. You're supposed to be in a different place in your life. You know it. That's what frustrates you, but you don't have to be frustrated no more. God is about to accelerate some stuff for you. He's the finisher. He's the closer. I'm not a big baseball person, but I do watch it, like the World Series. I watch the World Series. I can't watch baseball regular because it's just too slow. Yeah, it's just, and they season go forever. Jeez. I guess that's why they pay them so much, though, but. When you're thinking about it, there are these times where you're in a position in the game and this guy you haven't seen the whole game comes in. He's the finisher. He's the closer. When I was a kid, they had a young man named Earl Hershiser. I don't even know if he's still alive now. He was incredible. He was incredible. That's all. He never started games. He was a finisher. He was a closer. And meaning that they only brought this guy in, no matter what happened in the game, no matter what, the last few innings is all he preached, all he pitched. He's a closer. He was so good at closing that I think during that time, I want to say he was the highest paid pitcher. But he not throwing 200 balls. He only throwing about 20. He was that good. He's a closer. So you never saw him warming up in the bullpen to start some game. You see him on the sideline when the game done started. Or you may not see him at all, but he's there. He the closer. And they, I remember one time they was in the World Series. And I mean, you talking about this is the last game. It was a good series. And it's like game seven. He done won a couple games for them already. And this is the make or break moment for that team. And they bring him in the last couple of quarters, last couple of innings. And he wins the game. He would just strike people out. Nobody could bat out for him. What am I saying to you? Jesus is the closer. He is the finisher. He comes in, and no matter what condition it looked like, he can get you out the hole. No matter how far you behind, he can get you out the hole. If you need a victory, thanks be unto God, he gives. You did all the work. You did most of the work. You couldn't finish it now. What am I saying to you? I'm prophesying God about to finish some stuff for you. I'm telling you that he has been watching you. He has been seeing your efforts. He has been seeing your faithfulness. God is about to close that situation out for you. He's about to shut the devil down and give you the victory. Say, Jesus is the closer. And that's why he says in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, he says, let us run with endurance the race that's before us. Nobody else's race. See, one of the greatest mistakes that people make is that they watch what God is doing for you. And they ignore what he's willing to do for them. Everybody's plot is not the same. You can even have the same blessing at a different season, but God was still going to do it. You never get tired of running your race. Say, I'm going to stay in my lane now. I realize today I'm not behind. And if I am, God is about to catch me up. Say, if I am behind, God is about to catch me up. Prophesy to somebody, tell them, say, if you are behind, God gonna catch you up. If you're in a bad situation, God is gonna fix it. If you're under pressure, tell them, say, God is gonna lift your burdens. He's the closer. Watch this. He says, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus means you got to have a single direction. You got to have a single direction of focus. Singular. No matter what's going on over there, he said, keep your eyes on me. No matter what's happening in somebody else's church, keep your eyes on me. No matter what's happening in somebody else's marriage, say, keep your eyes on me. No matter how much money you think they have, because you don't know, God said, keep your eyes on. I'm the closer. I'll catch you up. I'll bring you the victory. I'll give you the blessing. Say, keep your eyes on the author and the finisher of your faith. He that has begun a good work in you, he's going to do it. He says, who for the joy that I set before him, he endured the cross. He despised the shame. He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. God is going to set you in a place once you come out of this one where you know this is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in my eyes. And I'm going to bask in his presence. Say, I got the victory. Come on, stand to your feet. I got to get out of here. I don't have much time today. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise if you receive that. My time is up. Come on, give him a good praise if you believe it. I know that's for you. I know that's for this church. I know it's for your life. I know it's for your mind. I know it's for somebody's marriage in here. I know it's for somebody's finances in here. God is getting ready to turn it around. God is getting ready to close it out for you. And this problem that you see, you shall see it no more. He's closing it out. A new chapter is on the horizon for you. A new chapter is on the horizon for you. A new season is coming up in your life. Something that you're going to enjoy. Something that as you involve yourself in this, you're not going to forget about where you come from, but you're not going to be thinking about it either. The blessing is going to override everything that happened in this season. See, I receive that. The blessing in this move God going to give you is going to override everything behind you. Somebody ought to give the Lord a praise. Somebody ought to magnify the Lord. Somebody ought to tell the Lord thank you. Somebody ought to lift up your voice and lift up your eyes and lift up your hands unto the Lord and say, I receive that. I needed this today. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I glorify you. Lord, I give you the honor for it. Lord, I've been waiting on you to say this. Thank you for being my closer. Thank you for being my finisher. You sit high, but you look low. Thank you for always being alert to my life. Now I thank you for being active. I thank you that I'll be able to see you moving. You're going to see God move. I don't mean him physically. You'll see him move through people to bless your life. Watch this. Who don't know you and don't owe you. That you're going to see God active in your life, working through people who don't know you and don't owe you. This is how you're going to know that this is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing. They shouldn't be doing this for me. They shouldn't be opening up like this and favoring me like this. They don't own me. They don't know me. God is blessing me. I'm in a dim moment. God is finishing unfinished business. Lift your hands towards the heavens. Father God, we receive all that you've said on this day. We believe the report of the Lord. We thank you for this slither in this moment in time that you've set aside to bless us, to bless me, to bless them. And Father God, we decree that it is so, that everything that you've spoken, everything that you've uttered, everything that you've released in this atmosphere, let it come forward with haste. Let it come forward with haste in their lives. And Father, we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hand if you receive it. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, praise the Lord on credit. Hallelujah. Something is breaking in this atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we praise you. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you glory on today, God. We give you all glory today, God. We leave nothing on the table. We release it all unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We give it all unto you. Watch and see. Watch and see. Watch and see. Watch and see. Don't he do it? Watch and see. Watch and see. Don't he come through for you? Watch and see. Let's get out of here. Don't look at nobody and say, this is my moment. Sometimes you don't rush through. When the devil is after you, you run. But when God is blessing you, you bask in that moment. You don't just rush out of that. Hey, I don't have time to pray for everybody. Grab somebody by the hand. I want you to just, so we're going to get past this weather, but just grab somebody and just grab them by the hand and just start praying. We're going to pray for about the next 90 seconds. Just pray for them real quick. Bless them. Speak over their life. Speak a blessing over their life. Keep going. You got about 60 seconds. God, as we leave this place but not your presence, we ask that your face would shine upon us. May the Lord bless you and give you peace. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord bless your coming out as he's blessed your coming in. For you are numbered amongst the righteous. May the favor of the Lord come into your life like a rushing mighty wind. May you see the move of the Lord. May you see the hand of the Lord. May you hear the voice of the Lord clearly in this hour. And Father, we give you all the praise and glory for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for this slither of time. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for finishing unfinished business. And we give you all praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Clap your hand if you receive it. Hug on about five people and speak over them and just tell them, say, something good is going to happen to you. Give them a big old juicy hug and let them know that the Lord is going to bless them. The Lord is going to do what he does. They're in a different place of the Lord.